The teenager, who allegedly planned to inflict mass casualties at Fairhaven Union High School, could be freed on bail as soon as this week. Some students at Fairhaven say they're scared for their lives. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, they're demanding action from lawmakers.
Things are very different now for Fairhaven senior Adriana Dalto. Dalto used to love going to school and even admits to missing it during summer vacation. But after police arrested 18-year-old Jack Sawyer back in February and found the journal in which he outlined his alleged plan to kill as many people as possible at Fairhaven, Dalto's world got darker.
I look behind me if I'm alone as I walk into school. I fear getting there early, wondering if there's going to be someone waiting for me.
Now that Sawyer may be released, Dalto says that fear is only getting worse. And Wednesday morning, she had a message for members of the House Judiciary Committee.
This case should be what causes the change and protects the kids, teachers, and citizens from being put in this position.
Specifically, Dalto and her classmates want lawmakers to overhaul the definition of what it means to attempt a crime. A judge initially ordered that Jack Sawyer be held without bail for the charge of attempted first-degree murder. But last week, the Vermont Supreme Court ruled that under existing law, Sawyer's statements and journal entries, however chilling they may be, did not constitute an attempt at anything, and they overruled the decision to deny bail. For Fairhaven students like Jasmine Dunleavy, a freshman, the ruling felt personal.
We're here today because we have been told as students to report anything we see or hear that doesn't seem right to us so we can stop acts of violence before they occur. We did that.
Dunleavy and other students, like Fairhaven senior Eliza Bird, say the Sawyer case has exposed a scary shortcoming in existing statute.
Are you really prepared to wait for bullets to fly and people to lose their lives before you see that this is an issue that needs to be addressed?
Rutland County State's Attorney Rose Kennedy, the prosecutor who lost her bid to keep Sawyer behind bars, accompanied the Fairhaven students as they walked from committee to committee on Wednesday. She says she's, quote, begging for an attempt statute that would criminalize the behavior Sawyer's been accused of. And she says the students are effective advocates.
It's very heartbreaking, obviously, to hear a 16-year-old talk about drafting a will instead of looking at college applications.
But Defender General Matt Valerio, whose office is defending Sawyer, says the problem is not with the attempt law, but with Kennedy's decision to charge Sawyer with it.
No legal person who I am aware of believed that there was probable cause for an attempt for the charges that she filed.
Valerio says there are plenty of existing charges that better fit the kind of behavior Sawyer allegedly perpetrated.
Disorderly conduct, aggravated disorderly conduct, reckless endangerment, simple assault by physical menace.
And Valerio says that even if lawmakers adopt the statutory changes that Kennedy and others are asking for, Sawyer's alleged behavior still wouldn't constitute attempted murder under the new law. Governor Phil Scott and lawmakers say they plan to update state law to address the Sawyer case. Under no circumstances, though, can it be retroactively applied to prosecute Sawyer. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.